Can we change New York City to New York Groove?
Why?
Hear me out.
All right. I think I will.
I'm back. Boom. Back in the New York Groove. York Groove. I'm back. Boom. Back in the New York Groove. York Groove. I'm back in the New York Groove. Beep, beep. In the New York Groove, I'm back. Boom, back in the New York Groove, York Groove, I'm back. Boom, back in the New York Groove. So, like, that's kind of, how does that strike you?
It struck me.
Hello, everybody out there, and welcome to Bracket. It is the only show on the World Wide Web where we take a bunch of shit and face it off against another bunch of shit to see what the best shit really is. I am your host for this episode, Dan McKenney. And boy, howdy, folks, I'm very excited to introduce to you. You already know that classic taste. You know that love. You know that love, and you know and love that old Pepsi. But we have new baby Pepsi himself, Jesse Knowles.
Hey, it's me, Jesse, now with only 10 calories for men. all you mans out there, I got my eye on you. Here, come get this 10 calories.
And you already know it is the OPMC from the FGC herself. Put your hands together for Persia.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Persia here. And first things first, Happy New Year. And I hope everyone sticks to their resolutions and kicks this year's ass.
A message of hope.
Well,
in these dark talks.
Someone's ass is going to get kicked.
And it's almost certainly going to be Jesse's. Folks, we are doing Best New this week. In case you never listened to the show before, what we do here is we take 16 entries in a topic and face them off in a bracket to find out absolute hierarchy of all things. Today's topic is going to be Best New. But first, it's Detective Pikachu Review. This is the only segment where we review all the news about Detective Pikachu, the movie coming out in 2019, starring Ryan Reynolds and a whole bunch of other people. And also the competitor to Detective Pikachu, Sonic the Hedgehog. Gang, I was informed over the last couple weeks that there is some IMDb info available for Sonic the Hedgehog, and I do not want you to look. I want to share this with you live, right here, right now. Y'all familiar with who's in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Yeah, Ben Kingsley,
Robert
Plant.
Okay, Jesse's making things up, which is fun. Ben Kingsley's not. Jim Carrey, of course, is Dr. Eggman.
Wow.
Ben Schwartz obviously plays the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog. James Marsden plays the policeman, who now we have a name for, by the way, the police buddy of Sonic in this movie.
I loved him.
Tom Wachowski is James Marsden's character. And the city, by the way, did not know this, the city that this place takes place in is called Green Hill.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's something. It appears Adam Pally is in the mix. As
an officially talked
character.
More about this than Detective Pikachu for this segment.
I'm ecstatic, excited, and downright delighted for them to start sharing more news about Detective Pikachu. But until then, I need to tell you that there is a character called Tissue Girl in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's Minivan Kid number one. There's Minivan Kid number two. There's
Sonic's,
a businesswoman.
Sonic's going to end up in a minivan.
These all sound like extras.
There's Parisian Little Girl, which makes you wonder, where else is Sonic going to end up in this movie?
Oh, boy.
He's very fast, Dan.
Well,
I don't know
yeah,
how
I was
going
to say, he's pretty
he
fast.
Is.
He can get to where he wants to go.
Yeah.
Debs Howard plays a character called New Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Elfina Luck, you may know her from The Good Doctor, but soon you'll know her as the Secretary of Homeland Security. Secretary of Homeland Security is in the mix, which makes me think this is going to be very evocative of Sonic Adventure 2. Also, Shadow the Hedgehog. Jesse, as the segments goes on, I feel like you're not into Detective Pikachu Review.
Well, whenever you say Detective Pikachu Review, my heart soars. I'm ready for Detective Pikachu, and he's nowhere to be seen. He's off getting the movie ready. Instead, we got this.
Take two. Roll it from the top, everybody. Everybody in places.
And our entries this week are...
Welcome to Detective Pikachu. No, we're doing this until Jesse enjoys the segment. Folks, I'm very excited. It's Detective Pikachu review. It's the only segment where we talk about Detective Pikachu and just Detective Pikachu from now on. Ryan Reynolds put a whole bunch of marker dots on his face.
He sure did.
That's the news. That's the news, Jesse. Are you excited now? Are you warmed up?
I watched Deadpool 2 over the last couple days, and that movie's all right.
And your entries for the best new bracket are New Look, A New Hope, New Phone, New York City, Local News, New Zealand, New Flavor, New Kids on the Block, New Year, NWO, which stands for New World Order, Newlywed Game, New Donk City, New You, Fig Newtons, New Friends, and of course, it's the season of anime 2, which means it's time for your anime entry of the week.
What the Neo fuck kind of... Hold on. You're playing Tank, but it's in a bad key. What are you doing? Where did you get that?
We are moving on to round one, Group A. It's New Look versus A New Hope. Who cares to take a stab at it?
So... Both of these came out, and they changed the respective person's lives. New Look being, you know, your new look. It's a new year. It's time for you to change your look. And A New Hope being, well, you know, just some movie.
It's just a movie.
You know, when you decide to, like, change your look, and, you know, and then you finally change your look, and you have this new look, and you go out somewhere, something for the first time, and you see people's reactions, hopefully they're good. But sometimes that can be a really liberating feeling, you know?
I don't know that feeling, Persia, because that requires a certain level of self-confidence that I don't have, where it's like, oh, wait, you want me to wear not jeans? That's a toughie. You want me to go out not... Sorry, not in
when
jeans.
When was the last time you got dressed up for something?
My uncle's wedding, I bought a suit from JCPenney for the first time. That was 3 months ago.
Okay, and when you wore it, you went out.
Oh, I looked
you
fresh.
You weren't like, ooh, yeah, I look good. Exactly, that's cool.
I looked fresh, but it was a wedding. I can't wear my fucking Levi's to the wedding.
I mean, you can. You just
that's
won't,
okay, but once you actually got out of your Levi's and into the suit, you just said, you were like, ooh, I look fresh. So, you know, maybe that would be like the nudge to help you like embark on your own new look. Just walk around
like
in Texas all day.
A new look, though, is like, I'm trying this out, and it might be a long relationship. This might be a long-term relationship between you, the person looking at my new look, and me with these clothes.
Well, it's, you know, clothes aren't as long of a commitment as, like, maybe changing your hair, getting a mohawk or something.
That's true.
Especially, I can only imagine, because, you know, as a guy... who hasn't grown his hair out long ever. I have like one look for hair, but as I can only imagine people with longer hair, when you have a long hair look for a long time and then you cut a lot of it off, it's going to be a bit before you get that back.
Yeah, definitely.
Jesse, you ever had a new look?
I had this thing with my hair where it doesn't really change a lot. And I mean, it's good.
You kind of pompadour.
Yeah, I go for the pompadour because it's safe and tried and true and it works. And there's not a whole lot I can do with my hair. I tried growing it out at one point and, I tried straightening it at one point and I looked ridiculous. I tried growing it out and I mean, it was okay, but it's not a look I would want to stick with. I don't know. Like, as far as hair goes, I've dyed it once. That was relatively middling success. Like, there's not a whole lot I can do to change my physical appearance other than starting to take care of myself, which is too much to ask for me. But I did spend most of pretty much all my Christmas just like asking everyone around me, hey, can y'all get me some like nice clothes? Because that's what I need.
But what if they gift you clothes that they think that you'll like already and then you don't have any like because you're like
that,
any clothes and they're just like, oh, I think I've seen you wear something
that can
like this.
Happen. Thankfully, I said that's not going to happen. I'm going to shop with you and you're going to buy these clothes for me. So, yeah, so.
That's fun.
Wow.
Jesse, that's a better plan because for me, this past Christmas, And Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you had a good one. I got, so I lost like 50 pounds this past year, working to death. So I got a new sweater from grandma and it's great. It was an XLT, which is like, depending on how, cause I'm a taller guy and all this stuff, like depending on where you get it from, it's like an LT or an XLT would probably be great for me right now. So great. Awesome. New sweater. Wore it to work the other day. Wonderful. Great. A pipe is like leaking in my closet. So I had to take out all of the clothes in there. And so I started going through one by one, seeing, okay, what fits, what doesn't anymore. I did find the same exact sweater from grandma 3 years prior in that closet. So I have now two exact same brand, exact same color, exact same cut. Like it timed, like somebody found a cloning glitch in Pokemon for this sweater. So it could go south with the Christmas gifts. The Christmas grift was really from grandma. I'm gonna be a New Hope vote because it's one of those movies that's still, it's cheesy when you watch it now, and when you watch it now, it kind of is a little bit on the verge of we like this, but at the same time, it also holds up in a lot of ways.
I would actually argue that it. Well, maybe I can't argue that because I watched it when I was a kid. I've been watching it my whole life. I love A New Hope, like a lot of people. It's a great movie. If you didn't really grow up with it, I don't know how to get you into it, because I feel like a lot of people's love for that movie comes from the magic of experiencing for the first time at an impressionable age.
Sure.
I don't know, like, Star Wars has gotten its due. I certainly don't need to be, you know, putting up Star Wars higher than it needs to go. And honestly, I'm a little burnt out on Star Wars at the moment because people won't shut the fuck up about how much they hated The Last Jedi. So I'm going to be a New Look vote because some of us still out here trying to, you know, look cute sometimes.
I am also going to be a New Look vote.
There we go. In a 2-1 matchup, New Look will knock out A New Hope. 2-1. It's been a week. Everybody, give me a break. New Phone is going up against New York City. Pershing, you're from New Phone.
So, New York City is the best. And you would think getting a new phone is, like, great. But I don't know. I kind of hate getting a new phone because then I have to somehow remember all my passwords, all my apps, which I never do. So it's so much work just to get my phone back to how my old phone was. And then I just miss having my old phone the whole time I'm doing it. And then, of course, the whole people message you, you don't have their numbers. They get all offended, especially if you're someone like me who breaks your phone like every 6 months. People are like, well, what do you mean you just got a new phone? You just had a new phone last time I texted you. And I'm like, text me more than twice a year, and I might have your number.
That's a very distinct problem for you. I do not get new phones very often. Nor do I have, like, I don't buy a lot of new phones. Or at least I don't have, like, top-of-the-line phones like other people do. I'm still using an iPhone 6, and I'm only on iPhone because my Android, I think I had the last Android I had was a Galaxy S3, and yeah,
see, I'm never buying like the good phones, which is probably why they all break so easily. It's always like right now I have a T-Mobile Revel, like I can only buy cases like online or from these other things. You know what I mean? So it's like they work. They're kind of smart. They're not the smartest, but they get the job done. But you know,
I was excited because when Persia said she had a quote T-Mobile Revel, I thought that like when new phones. When I was in high school, that's when the golden age of every phone looks different. You know? Like, and so when somebody would come into class with a new phone, it would be, everybody has to take a look at it.
No, it looks just like all the other Androids.
No, this Revel looks boring as hell, which makes it even worse when I get a green text message from you because it's like, oh, God.
So my vote's for New York City, clearly, because it's the best.
I remember when we used to do Bracket Without Persia and we could throw iMessage stickers in there. We could always get red receipts. But then we had to start a new group chat with the fucking T-Mobile Revel Queen over here. New York City.
I barely bought this phone a couple of months ago and they're already on Revel 3 or something like that. I'm like, y'all are crazy.
Persia, earlier you said New York City is the best, and I have a counterpoint to that. Nope. Nope. You go there and you say out loud, New York City is the best. The street will come up around you and spell nope.
Nah, it's the best.
I mean, it is the best. Like, let's be real. If you're from there, if you live there, if you had a working relationship there, you know it's the best. And every other city sucks shit. And New York City sucks the most shit most of the time. And don't you fucking forget it.
And it's still the best.
I have a lot of memories about working my butt off in New York, being very tired with New York, spending a lot more money than I should have in New York.
New York made me a better person.
Just sounds like you get out of it what you put in.
The one. You know, it's all about having an empire state of mind. God, you know what I mean? I think between the two, I'm going to be a New York City vote.
Yeah.
I've been in New York City once in my life, and I did like it. But also at the time I was recovering from pneumonia. So walking on the street.
That's a perfect time to go.
I know, right? So walking on the street at the speed that everyone was walking caused me to have an asthma attack. So I'm going to be, I guess I'm going to be a new phone vote.
Woo! Pump that into my IV. Yum. Mm. Talk about a delicious new flavor. New York City knocks out New Form 2-1. We're moving on to local news versus New Zealand. Before the show, we had just news on here because it was best new. Okay, news. You throw an S on the end of new, you get that. But most news is terrible these days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Hey, they killed that guy and we're still not doing anything about it.
No, we super are not, are we?
We're like explicitly like, nah, we good. And so we changed it to local news because when you turn on the local news, it's just about how a cat got stuck in a tree.
And, you know, the anchors mess up sometimes. There's bloopers.
I mean,
or
you say
someone
that.
Accidentally says silly things.
You say that, but I have authority because I've worked in local news. And not only that, I've directed local news. So I can tell you, it's not a whole lot of actual cats getting stuck into trees. A lot of the time, it's just local people being criminals.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, hey, everybody, want to listen to Jesse who openly admits he's from the lamestream media.
That's right, it's me. I'm the fake news boy, and I'm here to pump fake false truths Jesse. Into your ears.
Jesse just has, when he's in the news station, when he's in the news, he does have a lever that stands there. And normally he's supposed to just let it be right, like dead center, you know?
Yeah.
But he does tilt that thing left as hard as he can because he's Jesse and you know nobody's watching him.
It's true. It's me. I honestly, the way the deep state hates rich people is frankly appalling and I think it deserves to stop. And that's why I'm here to give you the real truth.
And now he steals belt buckles.
And now I steal belt buckles.
Baby Pepsi 2020.
Oh, God. Let's not. Don't start a campaign. Nobody even make a promo image. New Zealand is beautiful on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been there. I always wanted to go there. Pictures look great. I don't even know where I would go if I went.
I talk with a guy from New Zealand from time to time, and from what I understand, it's a pretty nice place. It's a pretty small place. It sounds really nice over there right now because they can just sit back and watch us and laugh, and there's no stress. And that sounds pretty cool. But also, like, a certain little director named Taika Waititi came from New Zealand, and I'm a big fan of that guy. So I'm a New Zealand vote.
I will also be a New Zealand vote.
You know, I'm going to throw one shout out to the local news, because it always seems like the topic of the day is the biggest thing to them. And by the topic of the day, I do mean the fact that a bridge closed, and they just, they just go to town on it. There was one the other day. So a kid I went to high school with is now like a weekend anchor on the local news station. Very nice guy. I ran into him the other day. He's a very, very, very nice man. He did tweet a news link to one of the local news station's articles the other day of like how to maintain staying out of debt after Christmas, like how to maintain you're not in debt. And like, dude, everyone's in debt now, my friend. We're all in fucking debt. I've got. Do you want some debt? You want to take some debt? I'm more than happy. It's falling out of my pockets right now.
Yeah, I have enough. Thanks.
I'm currently in the process of diving into debt because it sounds so great and fun. So like,
it was fun at one point. Not anymore.
Yeah. The thing about local news, as someone who's worked in this, like, you don't really have to work. You don't have to worry about like fake news. Not that fake news exactly kind of exists in the form that a lot of people believe it does, but like you do have to worry about the companies that own those local stations and what kind of packages they force them to put in there. I'm looking at you, Sinclair. So,
oh, yeah.
Check
if your station's owned by Sinclair.
Yeah.
I do like that movie, Bruce Almighty, though.
Bruce Almighty.
And he's like a local news anchor.
Yeah, Bruce Almighty.
And he has to always get the stories.
I prefer Evan Almighty. New Zealand.
Don't
lock out
fucking
local
say
news.
That. Don't even insinuate that, Daniel.
2-1. We are moving on to New Flavor versus New Kids on the Block. I hear they had a bunch of hits.
Chinese food makes me sick. I never really listened to Kids on the Block. God damn words. I never really listened to them much, but. As luck would have it, I have seen that new Stephen King's It movie a couple times, and there's a really cool reference to New Kids on the Block in it. That's all I got.
Mark Wahlberg used to be in it.
What? Mark Wahlberg was in New Kids?
Yeah, early on.
Here we go.
Mark Wahlberg and Donnie Wahlberg.
I didn't know this. I thought he was just Marky Mark.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
I thought he was just a good vibrations man.
Hey, just imagine though. Like, stop thinking about Mark Wahlberg. If you think about it, like, oh God, Mark Wahlberg, get him out of my head. Yeah, so you know what? You need to cool off. You need to walk down to the convenience store. It's a couple blocks down the street, but you know the way. It's like right at the end. You just have to go to the end of the cul-de-sac, take a left, and there's a convenience store. And it's the one you've been going to for years and years and years. Whenever you have some spare change in your pocket, you always know you're going to get a tasty treat there. And you walk up and you walk in and you go over to the beverage section where there's all the sodas. And you're looking and you're looking. You're thinking maybe just a classic Mountain Dew today. Maybe I'll do a Code Red. And then, what's this? There's a new flavor? There's a new flavor. You're telling me in the pre-show you guys were like, I don't know, let's cut new flavor. Don't tell me you're not excited to see a new flavor of your favorite food.
Dude, okay. One of my favorite things ever is that Lay's competition where they let everyone submit their own new flavor and then they like get down to three, they produce them. Some of my favorite flavors came from that new flavor competition. So I'm all down for new flavors, man.
Hersha's Dungeons & Dragons character sheet, character trait, Lay's do us a flavor, one of the best things in the world. I've never heard anybody say that before. So genuinely.
Don't get me wrong. I am someone who goes to town on a new Mountain Dew flavor. But I can't remember the last time I've been excited by it because they all taste like sugar. And I'm a trash boy. Don't get me wrong. I'll drink sugar all the live long day because I'm an idiot. But I don't expect anything new.
Yeah, listener. I know you really want to rewind the clock back to like 2014, episode 8, Best Soda, where we're all just having a good time and everybody's just enjoying Sody Pop. And Jesse's like, yeah, I love all the sodas. And so now 2019, Jesse has a refined palate.
Time passes, people change, Dan. We're all about growing and learning and changing. And that's what I'm here. It's 2019.
Yeah, 2019. Let's go.
Okay, I'm drinking tea now.
2019, Jesse's the heel, and I'm the one who likes the dumb soda.
I mean, you did hate Nier, so it kind of does make you. I'm going to be a, I guess I'm going to be a new flavor of boat because it does add a little bit of variety in this whole dystopian future that we live in.
No, Jesse, you want to open this can of worms. I'm going to throw it out there that the people who genuinely like Nier are the real heels.
My vote is going to be for new flavor also.
Now, Nier Automata, I think, is phenomenal. I'm going to be vote as well. Make it a sweet. It's a downright delight. Every time you go into the convenience store and you see there is a new flavor, you do want to try it. Guaranteed. You do want to try it, though, is the thing.
Especially if it's from a brand that like you already like.
Exactly. New flavor sweeps out new kids on the block. 3-0. We're moving on to the bottom half of the bracket. It's New Year taking on New World Order.
Now,
so there's like two ways we can go down this road with New World Order, right?
I don't know either of the ways, so you're gonna have to illuminate the path for me.
I was gonna ask you, Dan, what do you think of NWO?
They're listening. I was thinking about it.
NWO. God, I wish we had Cullen on for this one. NWO is a team of wrestlers that is infamous because it marks the moment that Hulk Hogan went from the company's eternal face, you know, the guy you could always look up to, the hero for the kids. He's the hero, right? Even more than John Cena was the hero, as far as I understand. He's the guy. And there's a moment that happened in wrestling where he goes heel and he does some really despicable things. And like the audience just fucking loses it and he joins the New World Order and it's a whole thing. And then New World Order, you've probably seen the shirts. It's just like those big, it's the black shirts with the white lettering NWO. I'm sure you've seen it, right?
When I walked past Spencer's gifts, trying to not make eye contact with the store, like thinking that the awning of the store has eyes and I'm looking away. Yes.
Dan doesn't realize how popular wrestling is, apparently.
No. I'm realizing now.
On the flip side, though, there's also like the conspiracy theory, right? New World Order. They're going to take over the world. So there's two ways you could go.
There's always a conspiracy theory about some group or another that's going to take over the world, right?
I just can't believe at one point Hulk Hogan was a hero, I guess.
Oh, he was. That's what made. Well, that's because you've only been alive for Hulk Hogan being a shitheel of a person. And. Honestly,
my whole knowing of the character is from Hogan Knows Best. So that's kind of.
Oh, see, I know him from Three Ninjas. So.
In the New Year, that's the other entrant here. So New Year, I don't know. I enjoy a good New Year, even though I feel like it's been a few years since I've even done anything in terms of celebrating. But New Year's is cool. It's a new year. Everyone gets that boost of motivation and, you know, trying to maintain it's a little harder, but like that everyone gets a little motivated at the beginning of the year. And then it takes everyone like 2 months to stop saying Happy New Year to you, like if they haven't seen you in a while. So it'll be hitting March and they're like, Happy New Year. I'm like, oh, thanks. I guess.
Grammy, I literally just saw you, but okay, yeah, sure. Happy New Year. The other thing too about New Year though is that sometimes every once in a while I'm into the spirit. I'm jiving with it. And sometimes I come out of the new year being super depressed. And I realized a lot of that actually, for some weird reason, has to do with the fact that sometimes the year is an even number and sometimes it's an odd number. And the odd numbered years just don't feel right to me. And that's a real genuine thing that I think.
And you make fun of Cullen for being afraid of jack-o'-lanterns.
I'm not afraid. No, because that's dumb as hell. That's
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that numbers weren't relative and odds and evens mattered. You're talking about something that isn't even real. It's not a tangible thing.
Okay. No, Jesse. Okay, let's take the taste test. Ready?
Are you ready? I'm ready for the taste test.
2014 versus 2013. Think about it. Which one was better?
I don't remember, to be honest, because years don't fucking matter.
2013.
That's why you're the devil.
I am. Oh, you're right. I am the devil.
Both of you. I'm gonna be a New Year vote. Because you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a New Year vote.
It's Yeah. I mean, hey, listener, we're recording this on the first of the year. It's 2019 where we're at. So when you where you're at, you could be in 2019. You could be somewhere else. You could be from the future. We don't know. And I don't know. Like, I know the sentiment has been going around a lot lately, but, like, honestly, fuck 2018, right? Like, goddamn. What the hell? Who did that? Who okayed that? So, like, I'm gonna be in New Year vote because one of these new New Year, leave Hulk Hogan back in the past. That's fine.
New Year will sweep out New World Order 3-0, and we're moving on to the Newlywed Game versus New Donk City. New Donk City is the best city out there in the world. There's no place quite like it. You get out of it what you put into it. Nobody's interrupting.
No, I thought so. Because you're not wrong, man. That's the thing.
Yeah, we're like, continue.
Like, yeah, no, absolutely. First off, the subway system works. And not only does it, first off, it works. Second off, it's not under threat of collapsing on passengers at any moment in time. The third part that I really, really love about New Donk City, and this is honestly just downright fascinating, every street is named after a Donkey Kong character. And we just started to name streets after Notorious B.I.G. And
yeah,
the Wu-Tang Clan in New York City. So, like, it's taken like 2019 years to get that happening. But New Donk City, day one, absolutely.
Well, yeah, you name
Let's call them the Squawks.
You way. Name you name your streets and your cities and your things after all the things that matter most to you. And what matters to you? The life affirming situation you found when your kidnapper Donkey Kong decided to take you away and. Jumpman.
Please, 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 please. Donkles, Kongles.
Donkles, Kongles. You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Newlywed Game. Oh my god.
It's
I don't
bad.
Even know if I ever actually watched that game at all.
It's bad.
It's fun.
Like, maybe clips from, like, when people are like, remember this old show?
Well, oh, I thought you were doing an impression of the, like, the contestants when, you know, the husband would say something stupid and the wife would... The husband would write down something stupid on the card, and the wife would give a genuine, like, oh, this is the real answer. Of course, I'm annoyed by the alarm going off in the morning. And the husband wrote, when a snake climbed down the sink. And he's, and then the husband's like, remember the time where the snake came up the sink?
Like I said, hey, I find the Newlywed Game, like, incredibly depressing. And I know that some people love, like, that sort of thing. And that, no, more power to you. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But where I'm at in my certain hangups with life right now, the Newlywed Game is depressing to me. So, you know.
Damn. Never heard that about the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess between the two, I'm definitely going to be a New Donk City vote. Because, I mean, it's New Donk City.
Newlywed Game is a relic of the past. And it's and also Sherry Shepherd hosts the new version still, I think. But it's like the old, like the newer versions of the Newlywed Game, they always give away a honeymoon trip, right? Where the old versions of the game, I feel like they gave away like a fridge. Am I wrong?
I'm not old enough to remember, to be honest.
Ah, damn! If only Colin was here. I'm going to be a New Donk City vote and make this a sweep because New Donk City, just yeah. Looking at it, the second I go back to Mario Odyssey every once in a while, and when you throw the hat on the light. Like the wire to travel in from the ship for the first time, and when you first step in and the brass hits and you're by the park and it's wonderful, it's like, ah, this is the stuff.
Not to mention that, like, whole parade celebration thing, like, man, that game's delightful.
We'll be your one-up girl as New Donk City sweeps out Newlywed Game 3-0. We're moving on to New You versus Fig Newtons.
I gotta sleep with Fig Newtons.
Fig
downstairs
Newtons are
right
so
now.
Good. They're so
good. This is a Fig Newton fan club that we're in.
Appreciate that. Look, this is a safe place. No. You are assuming wrong because just because I have a sleeve of Fig Newtons downstairs does not mean I'm a fan of them.
Oh, don't. Damn. Well done, 47. You've infiltrated the Fig Newton fan club. Very clever.
New You, though, you know, this is like kind of on par with New Year. Like, you know, New You, when you decide to make that decision, like, couple days ago I got back on keto diet, right? And everyone's like, why not just wait till the new year? And I'm like, no, I'm gonna start right now, you know, get ahead of the game. I don't need a day to tell me when I can, like, better myself, you know. I was trying to
Hell
be
yeah.
all motivating and stuff like that.
You're not, You're not chained to the calendar. You don't revolve your life around the time on the clock.
Exactly. So, you know, new you. And whenever you make that decision and, like, be, well, sometimes not even be new, but just be better. Being, I don't know.
Well, if it's better, that's a different
I can do bad all by myself.
Cowboy, take me away.
Here's a cool, depressing thought for you. I will say that most people who say New Year, New Me, unironically, don't change.
Yeah, the correlation of people who say New Year, New Me, earnestly, and the competing line of sucks shit. It's kind of a one-to-one across the board there.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I understand the appeal of, like, trying to change yourself, better yourself. That's all well and good. But, like, you don't gotta wait for a calendar year. And also, if shit has gotten bad enough for you to where you feel like you need to change things, like, you ain't gotta say new you. No, it's you. Keep the stuff you did. Learn.
You don't have to listen to him genuinely, though, listener, because
you're not rebirthed. I don't eat fig. I'm a baby mouth. You think I eat fig Newtons? There's bugs and shit in there. It got bees. I'm not eating that.
I can't argue with them. They put it on the package. There's bugs in there. I don't know what you want me to tell you, folks. Fig Newtons are when you're a kid, they're the worst thing ever because an adult who you trust says, "Here's a cookie," and you're excited. It's a wonderful summer day. You just got out of the pool. You and your friends. Cookie time. And wait, what's
that? Don't eat a soggy fig Newton.
This is not a cookie at all. This is a trap.
You tricked me. There's a vegetable in here.
But exactly. Oh, this is what figs are. But then as an adult, you're like, man, cup of coffee, three fig Newtons laid out.
Only three, precisely
only
three.
Well, yeah, because of course, because I can only fit so many on my fancy coffee cup plate that I have just for coffee cups.
Dan, why are you an old man?
You know, I asked that for a long time, and eventually I gave up trying to find the answer. I think I'm going to be a Fig Newton vote, y'all.
I'm a new you vote.
Yeah, I'm a new you vote, because Fig Newtons is a bit of a stretch for this topic.
Okay, yeah. I you know, I was, honestly, if I had to bet between you picking the cookies you don't like and being literally anybody else, I'm gonna bet on the new you. New you will knock out Fig Newtons 2-1. And we are moving on to new friends taking on our anime entry of the week.
You can't.
Neo Yokio.
This is a bad, you can't.
Jesse, you can't complain week after week of how, you know, we did fun new sounds, we did fun new music, and every time you complain, this is an anime.
I don't complain that this is an anime.
The one time that would bring anime back, you say, this isn't the right scale.
It's not the right scale. Okay, first of all, hold up, fuck off. First of all, scale is not the term.
It's all wrong.
Okay, we're talking about the key, first of all, so this is obviously a cover of Tank. So you can't even be bothered to find the right version of Tank. You just said, oh yeah, Cowboy Bebop, I saw that on TV once. Anyway, back to my television, Good Times Charlie. And, if I, like, what do you want from me? What am I supposed to do? I have a small...
Where you just stream of consciousness.
What do you want from me? I have a very small... I have a very small data bank of information, and I know that data bank extremely well, and I have to make it useful somehow. What do you want from me?
Yeah, Persia, Neo Yokio, tell me about it.
I don't know anything about that anime. I've never seen it before.
It's a Netflix exclusive original.
Oh, written, I see.
Written by Jaden Smith and
performed by Jaden Smith.
And I'm going to get the name wrong, but it's definitely like the lead singer of Vampire Weekend, I think? Or something or another. I don't know exactly who did it. Neo Yokio is good. And that's fucked up.
I mean, I'm always down for new anime. I'm going to check it out if it has good recommendations.
Here's the thing. It's not It's not what I would describe as anime so much as it is a satire of rich people and celebrity culture. And also, like, I watched one episode and I was so overwhelmed by the amount of writing in it that I was like, I was too overwhelmed by it. I need to go back to it because I loved it. But I was so stunned by what I was watching that I felt like I did not have time to laugh at it. You're meant to laugh at it, but yeah, I don't know. It's a
okay.
Weird fucking thing.
So that's
thing.
The angle they're going with it.
Yeah, it's weird. Just check it out sometime, but don't expect anything serious. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple other Netflix animes like The Seven Deadly Sins and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's nothing like that. That's serious.
No. This is an anime with Susan Sarandon and Jason Schwartzman.
Ewan McGregor plays his robot butler?
Yeah, there's a lot going on with Neo. But New Friends is a delight, and it's something that I haven't experienced for... Let me look at the calendar here. Is it really 9 years? 9 years since I've made a new friend. Ah, boy.
Well, I mean, making friends is kind of hard. Like, especially good friends or like people who you actually want to go hang out with. I mean, taking your time out of your day to go hang out with somebody—that better be a pretty important person.
I'm always willing to hang out with anybody. The problem is, I'm not good at starting at indicating that because
same
to me. The way you make friends is your mutuals on Twitter. That's it. Every once in a while, you like or retweet, and then that's about as far as we'll
I'm
go.
Getting. I found myself in this rut where I couldn't make friends, hence why I am dealing with what I'm dealing with at the moment, and it's partially due to the fact that I went to college and then immediately dropped out. Pretty soon after the fact, because I didn't know what I was doing and I didn't want to waste any money. And I didn't really pursue it.
So you missed out on prime friends.
Yeah. And then also I spent the majority of my grade school time alone and isolated because most of the people I went to school with were fucking assholes.
We're getting raw and real on this episode.
Yeah. So, you could take the wet and wild approach that I'm taking in that you go back to college.
Well, I'm not even going to lie when I say that's not the highest thing on my list right now, which is probably horrible. But it's okay.
It's fine.
One step at
no,
a time.
I mean, if you've gone to college and you've got something decent going for you right now, don't go back to college. But if you're like me and everything in your life fell apart, then I don't know, consider it.
You know yourself best. Make your own choices. Here's what I will say, though. That was a joke before. I've made friends like at work and co-working and things like that, and while I don't hang out with a lot of people like outside, I do consider a lot of people that I've met over the years who genuinely like went back to work at a job that I started that I worked at like 3-4 years part-time just to help income while I start looking for other work, and the amount of people who have been genuinely excited to see me has been staggering in a way that I did not anticipate. And so that was like really great after a lot of isolation over the last few years. So I'm going to be a new friends foe.
Daniel.
No.
It was great. Like people like all of a sudden I'd hear Dan and I'd look and there's somebody who has a smile on their face to see me.
Daniel.
I know. Isn't that something?
It's amazing how the world works, right? Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, meeting new people is really fun, though. I think there's a difference, though, between meeting new people and making friends.
I think the nexus between those two is conventions, right? Like, because that's the prime meeting new people, and also we're going to hang out.
Yeah.
What I said, I said a smart thing there, and nobody will appreciate it now, but 10 years from now when they find the recording, somebody will say, wow, he was really smart to say that.
In the ruins of the internet.
And making friends. Conventions. Damn, that's smart.
Damn.
They'll say.
alternate take. Maybe most of the people that go to conventions aren't worth being friends with.
Oh, yeah, no, you've really got to sort through those diamonds in that rough, my friend.
But sometimes people out there, you know.
It's like being like in Saw 2, where they throw her in the pit with all the needles to find the antidote. It's like that.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Also, when you're like me, and you are like me, Dan, when you meet cool people that you, let's say, sit next to at a panel and you make fun jokes at, and also you think they're really cool and you would like to be friends with them, but you find that it's very difficult to just come out and be forward and be like, hey, you're really cool. You want to like hang out? You just let them walk away and you never see them again.
Yeah, that happens too.
I'm a Neo-Yokio vote.
I will be a new friends vote.
New friends. Damn. Same stories. Knocking out Neo-Yokio 2-1. Moving on to round two. Somehow, some way, we are going to finish this episode, folks. It's New Look taking on New York City in the first matchup of round two.
Dang. It's getting brutal now.
I know. I love New York City.
I do.
I think I'm going to be a New Look vote on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I still think New Look is, you know, it's good for you, like, personally, mentally, emotionally.
Yes.
That's the thing. I think if I just allow myself to have the new look.
Dan, here's the thing. You allow yourself to have a new look, but that starts with your outfit. Not like...
Oh, shit.
You're also like me in that, like, you can't really change a lot about your physical appearance. At least you don't really know how to. So the easier thing to do is to, like...
Just make assumptions.
I've known you for a decent amount of time, and you haven't changed ever, so, like...
oh, God!
What I'm saying is that, like, from personal experience, you know, for Christmas, I got, you know, like, I got some pretty nice coats and some pretty nice shirts and some pretty nice, you know, I have a decent wardrobe, and that... feels good. I feel excited about that. I'm excited to... no one's going to notice and no one's going to care, but to me, I'm going to feel somewhat presentable, and that's going to be profoundly helpful for my mental health, and that's a good thing. You know what isn't profoundly good for your mental health? New York City.
it's got a fair point, everybody. It sounds like New Look is sweeping out New York City 3-0. Moving on to New Zealand versus New Flavor. Gang, I'm a New Flavor vote. Easy peasy.
Yeah, I think I am too. I mean, I haven't been to New Zealand yet. If I was there, I'd probably be pulling for it harder. But I don't know. New Flavors. Try that. I don't know if they still sell it anymore. But you guys need to try that Southern Biscuits and Gravy Lay's flavor. It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
No,
but
hold up.
Here's the thing. I will have never been to New Zealand, but I have had pizza Pringles. And the first time you brought pizza Pringles onto the scene in elementary school, whoa, hold up, y'all. Check this shit out.
It's like a pizza, but in a chip. And it's not quite as good, but, like, you can bring it to school, and that's good.
I'm a New Flavor vote.
I'm a New Zealand vote, because that place seems all right.
It seems all right. I'm excited to hear about how some things are not going all right after this episode gets published.
Yep.
But New Flavor... We'll knock out New Zealand 2-1. Moving on to New Year versus New Donk City. New Donk City, I don't think should win the bracket, but I think New Donk City is better than New Year's. So I'm going to be a New Donk City vote.
New Donk City makes me smile right now more than New Year's, because at least with New Donk City, there's a feeling of optimism and like, oh yeah, things can be fun. And with New Year, it's like, I know people are saying like, oh yeah, New Year, yeah, good out of here, 2018. But like, y'all, nothing ain't better. It ain't going to get better. 2019 is going to be a shit fest.
Things are
too.
Changing. The world's changing.
Sure. Yeah. No, first of all, I don't think you've subscribed to Jesse's new viral campaign. It ain't getting better.
I'm just saying, these things take time. Change, good change takes time. And bad change happens overnight, and that's just the way it works. And, like, 2019 ain't just going to be magically better. If it's better than 2018, I think that's the most any of us can hope for, but it's still going to suck major shit as long as the news continues to be the way it is. I'm just saying. It's just the way it is.
He's got a point. I mean, they did kill that guy.
We're not doing anything about it. And also the 12, hey, yeah, I hope y'all get your shit done in about 12 years, because bye, I'm going to Mars.
This is a banquet of positivity today, folks.
I have depression. I have an excuse.
Well, I'm going to be a new Donk City votes.
It's another sweep, folks. It's time to jump up, superstars. New Donk City will knock out New Year 3-0. We're moving on to New You versus New Friends. I think between the two. The thing is, New You, in some ways, if you think about it hard enough, is a little bit like, why don't you just smile more? Have you considered trying to be happy? So I'm going to be a New Friends vote.
Yeah, I personally don't actually subscribe to the philosophy of New You, because, like, I think that's really... I know people who say this thing don't think this hard about it, but, like, as someone who could stand to be a new you, that's not the point. The point is to take your prior mistakes and learn from them and to be better. Because that's what people tell me, is that the future's better than the past, because, like, you know, you can change it.
You've learned and stuff like that.
Like, you're a better person for the mistakes, as well as...
I'm so tired just saying it. Like, oh, it's...
You know, it's like the obvious stuff. I don't know. I'm going to be a New Friends vote.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a New Friends sweep to me. Y'all see they're doing a remake of...
Friends?
That first movie with New You Strikes Back. Oh. New Friends.
God damn it.
Knocks out New You 3-0. And we're moving into semifinals. At the top of the semifinals, it's New Look taking on New Flavor.
Oh, man, this is tough.
Kind of the same thing if you think about it.
Oh, a New Flavor of Jesse. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Like, okay,
this Jesse
yeah,
comes in bomber jacket. Wow.
Wow. Spring Jesse has a little bit of orange citrus to him while still having that nice hoppy flavor. And Jesse's live wire is full-on summertime boy.
Spring Jesse has a spring in his step.
have you guys tried the new Batman Dark Knight, Jesse? It's got a nice grapey note to it.
Oh, I exclusively ordered Gamer Fuel, Jesse, so I can get the codes to, hold up, what's a game Jesse would play? you get DLC codes
really
to...
about this one. DLC codes to...
I'm drawing a total blank, right, so I'm Jesse. Gonna say Anodyne, even though I haven't finished Anodyne. But yeah,
that's great. The joke always pays off. On
yeah, boy, whew, there it is, slam dunk. Everyone's chuckling. That's pretty chuckalicious, that one.
Home run.
Have you tried the new Jesse's Chuckalicious?
Oh Jesus! I'm gonna be a New Flavor vote. No, I'm gonna be a New Look vote.
I'm a New Look vote.
Oh, I'm a New Flavor.
Flavor's
vote.
Temporary, but Look is gonna be there forever.
What the are you saying?
A flavor is a thing that you experience on a temporary level. Whereas a new look, oh damn, that look went over well. Oh no, I'll never have it again. No, it's yours. It's your new look every day.
New look will knock out new flavor 2-1. We're moving on to New Donk City versus New Friends.
One of these is real.
Are you sure?
And it is New Donk City.
And it is New Donk City. Because nobody's ever friends.
Well, the thing with New Friends is that in 5 years, I am going to have to unfriend them on Facebook. Like, why would I make new friends? I literally...
Oh, you
just
wait 5 years?
Out... I mean, that's what happened with the high school ones, where it's just like, oh, wow, we're going to have to really purge these fools from Facebook, huh? And then, you want me to go through this again?
Oh, just be like me and have depressive episodes and just... destroy all contact with humans.
Man, for the first episode of the year, this one's gonna be a doozy.
I'm being raw and real.
Do you charge by the hour, or do you just charge our insurer for this session?
I'm gonna have to speak with corporate on this one. No, I'm just kidding. I think my vote is going to be New Donk City.
I think I'm going to be a New Donk City vote on this one.
It's like New York got knocked out already, so it's like my next best bet.
It's like New York, but better.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, it's rent controlled. Mayor Pauline has gotten all the housing sorted out.
The subway system's running great. I'd vote for her again. I'd vote for her for governor.
Everyone's wearing suits.
Classy people.
Everyone's wearing a nice dress. There's no smell.
There is no smell. Now, is Mayor Pauline a little bit in the pocket of Jeff Bezos? I don't know. Who can say? Yes. But until then, I'm a new Dog City vote. Is Jesse? I need your vote.
I'm a new friends vote because I guess I'm hopeful.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. That's the first adjective I think of for you, my friend. New Dog City will knock out new friends 2-1 going to the finals. But first off, in the bronze match for third place, we need to figure out, is third place new flavor or is it new friends? I'm going to be a new flavor vote because when the new flavor, now here's the thing. A lot of flavors come and go, but when a new flavor becomes a permanent flavor, that's like watching an angel get its wings, my friends.
I was going to say, that's like getting a new friend.
It is like getting a new friend. It's a new friend. I'm a new flavor vote.
Gang, Code Red was a Tomb Raider movie tie-in. I might have made that up. But let's imagine I didn't. New flavor, and now Code Red, sometimes you can even ask for it at the restaurant.
You can. Give it to you. You know what flavor? The new friend is diabetes.
And what a friend they are. So where are votes? I'm a new flavor vote.
I'm a new friends vote.
I'm a flavor vote.
2-1.
I'm new trying flavor. Not to be okay, total garbage. Place.
Too late. Sorry. Send a video of you flushing your friends down the toilet. We're moving on to our finals. It's new look taking on New Donk City.
Wow, what a finals. I was not expecting this to make it. Let's see. I think of the two, I'm a New Donk City vote.
Wow. See, you said New Donk City shouldn't win this bracket, but here we are. One for New Donk City. And the only person who can make that not happen is Dan McKinney, the person who can't change his look.
Wait a second. Hold on a second here, folks.
The Where's Waldo of reality, Dan McKinney.
Never again can you call me the King of the Pine Tree Forest. The Where's Waldo of reality. Oh, that's good. That's my new Twitter profile. Damn, dude. The Where's Waldo of reality. It's better than when somebody called me John Arbuckle of reality. That was great.
Who did that?
Somebody who I thought was a friend.
Oh.
I'll tell you that much. The thing is, first off, I can't change my look. I used to have, hey, let's be real. In high school, I did kind of have an afro.
Okay.
I don't now. I don't. That's a new look. No, Jesse, here's the thing.
We're going to vote for the video game entry, right?
It's just that no one else can take me this far, my friend. Oh, boy.
I mean, Super Mario, don't get me wrong. Super Mario Odyssey is a delightful game. It's probably my favorite Mario game.
I don't give a shit about Mario Odyssey. It's New Donk City. It's New Donk City. I don't know if I'd live there, but I'd love to visit.
Would you?
So
everyone just looks the same and talks the same and wears silly hats.
Yeah, sure.
There's scooters.
There's RC cars.
There's RC cars.
There's cafes.
There's a theater that shows World 1-1 of Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers, I guess.
That's just while you're there. Yeah, sure. What else can we? Do you have the strategy guide open so we can just sort of go through each landmark? Great, perfect. I'm gonna be a New Donk City vote on this one.
Big surprise.
That's gonna lock it in, folks.
I wanted the world to know that I'm the one voting for the right entries here.
Jesse, I'm excited to see your new look in the mugshot when they finally get you for stealing that belt buckle. New Donk City is the winner of Best New. New Look will be second place, New Flavor is third, and New Friends will be Dirty Toilet Water. And that, folks, is the bracket, Season 14, Episode 9, in the bag. And that's, you know, feel pretty good about it. It's good, you know, new year. It's a new year. It's a new you. I don't know if anybody's told you that yet. I hope 2019 is a lot better for you, listener, than 2018 was. Even if 2018 was good, I hope this one is even better for you. I feel good about it. Persia feels good about it.
Yeah, it's true. Be positive. You know, the universe is listening. You put out that good energy, it's going to send it back at you. So just, you know, glass half full, yes. 2019!
Maroon is the color of your energy. A particular maroon, the bracket maroon. Which, of course, you can see at bracketpodcast.com, where you can find all of our episodes, including the very first ones. If you really want to go back into the archive, that's there. You can search for new episodes by topic. You can just, you know, click around. You can follow all of us on Twitter, including our main Twitter account, which is twitter.com/bracketcast. That's where we post all of our updates. That's where we post things throughout the week. And, you know, you can just follow us there and harass us about our bad opinions, which is not a real thing because all of our opinions are great. So you can just go jump in a hole and bury yourself.
That's my new resolution, actually.
How's it going so far? Day one.
Not working out.
It's okay. You got 364 more.
I'm trying to get buried alive here.
Buried alive. Buried alive.
There it is.
Hey, folks. Also, we have a Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/bracket to help us pay our hosting fees. And I'd like to give a special shout out right now to Gabe Silva, Jeff Criswell, Andrew Whipple, Oliver Beatty, Ring Thane, Lindsay, Average Jonah, Will Kuslaka, Evan Bommel, Tom Nemsek, Zeppel Warp, Mikey Hall, GX Barnett, Anarchy Marie, and Michael Zavala. That is at patreon.com/bracket. All right. Is there anything else? Is that it? Are we done? Anybody else got anything?
I think that's it. Let's wrap it up.
Well, Persia, we don't need to wrap it up. It doesn't sound like you're at the Land Center, you know? We can just talk for another 2 hours if you want.
Hey, I love you guys, but, yeah, I gotta go.
Fine, fine, fine. Well, we'll see you next week. Cullen, be safe out there.
Doing a professional radio show on the internet.